Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee. And join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
I was 6 years old, I broke my leg. I was running from my brother and his friends. He tasted the sweet perfume of the mountain grass I rolled down. I was younger then. Take me back to when I found my heart. Broke it here, made friends and lost them through the years. And I've not seen the boring fields in so long. I know I've grown, but I can't wait to go home. Cigarettes. Running from the law through the backfields and getting drunk with my friends. Had my first kiss on a Friday night. I don't reckon that I did it right, but I was younger then. Take me back to when we found weekend jobs, when we got paid. We'd buy cheap spirits and drink them straight. Me and my friends have not thrown up in so long. Oh, how we've grown, but I can't wait to go home.
Look, you see, everybody, you know that Irene's back because here I am playing Ed Sheeran again. But hey, amazing song there, Castle on the Hill. I don't mind Ed either.
Well, it just reminded me, I've got a little story about a man on the hill, and it made me think of Ed Sheeran and Castle on the Hill. So, yeah, play it. I love it. How could we ever not like Ed Sheeran?
You've got a story about a man on the hill?
Yes.
And you've got me curious?
I'm staying out at this beautiful, one of these beautiful little seaside villages that we have in New Zealand up in Northland. And I was fishing off the bridge. There's a bridge that goes across the estuary from one side to the other. And it's quite good fishing off the bridge. I got two snapper. I got a trevally. I had to throw them all back. They weren't big enough to keep, but it's the fun and the catching. Anyway, this man comes up to me and we have this little conversation. And it was particularly interesting because the owner of the batch where I am, she'd taken me for a walk around the community and given me a history of what was going down. So there was this lovely big house right up on the hill overlooking this bay. Beautiful, one of those beautiful big old rambling houses, you know. And it had been given back to the original family about 20 years ago. It used to have quite a good farm area, orchard area, livestock, etc. But then over the course, they changed and they let people for a annual rental put little batches up on some of their property, which overlooked another bay. So they had 12 batches there that were bringing them in a really steady income. And as they got older, they got rid of the farm work and the orchard, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, it got given back to one of the original families. So there is now no orchard, no gardens. It's just all scrub and bush. And the batches have all gone. Apparently they decided that they didn't want people living in them, so they refused to renew the annual leases. And so the people that had put the batches there burnt them to the ground.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, rather than leave them. There was a lot of bad feeling about the whole thing, so they went, no, we're not just leaving our, you know, property that we put here for them. We're going to... So I knew all the history about this. Anyway, this man, he'd be in his late 40s maybe, comes and starts talking to me on the bridge while I'm fishing. And it just really brought home to me how the generations have changed. He moaned about the fact that there's no school here, so his kids have to travel 15 minutes by bus to a school. 15 minutes by bus to a school.
Is that 15 or 50? 15?
15.
Oh, crikey. Gosh.
15. But he has to get them from the hill where the house is down to the bus, which is about a 5-minute drive by car, or it's about a... 15, 20-minute walk for the kids to walk down to the thing. So that was number one. Number two, he can't get any work out here. There's no work. You know, and they did away with their income. And it's only a 30-minute drive to get into town where there is work, you know. So I just looked at all the difference between the generational things from that first story to the second story, and I thought it was really quite amazing, yeah.
But isn't it interesting, though? Like, I mean, God, we used to take us longer to get to the bus and then longer to take to school. I know some people it's like an hour and a half on the bus, isn't it, to school? But thinking in today's generation, especially with all the younger people being in, like, apartments and stuff, everything's right there, isn't it? Gosh, yeah. If they had to walk 5 minutes, they'd be even moaning, wouldn't they?
Yeah, well, I used to have to walk along a gravel road to get to school and it would take anything up to an hour. It was, I can't remember how far it was, but it was a long way from where the orphanage was to where the school was. And they had no money and couldn't drive me and nobody thought anything of it to walk, you know?
Yeah, isn't it funny, eh, how we change and how things become convenient and snap, snap, snap. But also, again, in some of the smaller rural towns, it's tough. I mean, finding jobs and having to travel out somebody, you know, and then having to think about the kids coming home and, oh, my. But again, we used to take care of ourselves, obviously at the right age, but we would take care of ourselves.
Oh, loving. Come on. I used to have one daughter that I used to drive right across the other side of town because that was the school she needed to go to for her particular born skills, etc. And I had another one that was more than happy to be in the school that was directly behind our house. You know, so, I mean, you do what you've got to do. But anyway, enough of that. I just thought it was a very, very interesting, because it's such a beautiful house up there on the hill. And it's overlooking this beautiful place, and he could have had a fishing line on the wharf with me and fishing, you know. I mean, there were so many positive elements to everything that he could have been doing and wasn't. Yeah.
And the history of places and how it shapes the people and the town and everything else as well. Yeah. Hey, but anyway, guess what? I think you are in a lovely place because I can see, for our listeners out there, I can see through the window from Irene's place a boat. Oh, it's not a boat, actually. Oh, look at that. I thought that was a mast of a boat, but it's not. It's a power pole.
There is a flagpole. Everybody around here loves putting their flags up. They're very patriotic.
Oh, it's a flagpole. Oh, there you go. No wonder I got confused. Hey, talking about flagpoles, Mr. Snowpole. It's Christmas. Christmas is coming. Oh, my God, it's just on us, isn't it? Boom, here it is. Bang.
Where did you get snow poles from? We don't have snow poles in New Zealand at Christmas.
I know, but I've just been having fun at Snow Planet.
Oh.
So for those of you who are up in Auckland, head out to Snow Planet. It's twinkling away. It is just gorgeous. Made up beautifully. Old Father Christmas is there if you want your photo with him, but that doesn't matter. It's more about the atmosphere of being with all the twinkly lights and in the snow. So that's where my snow poles came from. Exactly. We're out on the beach barbecuing. All these poor people that come from the snow thinking, this is weird.
I've got a girlfriend up in Canada who's just showing me all the snow that's falling, and I'm going, oh, scary stuff. And she's going, no, beautiful stuff.
Isn't it funny, though, how we're conditioned? Because all of, you know, I think back when we're growing up and used to see all the Christmas cards and they were all snow. You know, there was snowmen, there was snow, there was trees with snow on it, whatever else, you know. And it's like, well, this isn't relevant to us at all.
Do we have Christmas cards that are relevant to us? I don't think we do. I think it's still all snow and that. I don't do Christmas cards anymore. I haven't done for years, but I bet there isn't any.
There's probably only just a few. But you're right, isn't it funny? And you're thinking, well, this is why? Because, you know, we don't have that and we never have. And maybe, who knows? Maybe we will one day, but certainly haven't at the moment, have we? So, stupid thing, the malls, oh my God, you know, they're going crazy. People, cars.
I know, and it's not even
Christmas.
It's like literally just December, and everybody's putting up on Facebook and Instagram all their beautifully decorated houses, and I'm going, no, wait till December.
I know, I'm such a believer in that. You've got to wait till December, but it is December now, so the lights can go up, the trees can go up. Although, if you have a live tree, it takes a while, you know, you don't really want that for another couple of weeks, so it all looks pretty good. My Christmas cakes, they were made back in October, so they're all good. I must go and order my ham because we always have a ham at Christmas. And just join with the rest of the madness, I suppose. Yep, we certainly can.
Over bridge of sights, to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spots, to Ichigo Park, that's where I've been. What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Tell you why, it's all too beautiful, it's all too beautiful, it's all too beautiful, it's
top, feed the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun in the sun. Tell you what I'll do,
what will you do?
I'd like to go there now with you. You can miss out school,
won't that be?
Why go to learn the words of who?
What will we do there?
We'll get high,
what will we touch there?
We'll touch the sky,
we'll try the cheese there.
I'll tell you why,
it's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get on up, feed the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about, and mice and her fart in the sun.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. Ha! It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
Well, Irene, that was all a bit weird. You held me up that sign going, play Ichiku Park, play Ichiku. Where on earth did that come from? But what a great little take back that was. But tell me, what was that about?
It's one of those songs that you hear it and it stays in your head for about a month, you know, and you always want to dance to it. It's one of those songs that just makes you feel happy, makes you want to dance. And I just love it. So it's in my head. It popped out. It went, oh, goodness me. What an awesome song to play. It's Christmas. Ichiku Park will get everybody happy.
Oh, look, there you go. You wanted to get off all the Christmas Grinch stuff, didn't you? And just have a bit of, what a great idea that was. I'll take that. And I enjoyed that. That was, who was that? Was it Small Faces, if I remember rightly?
I think a lot of people covered it, but I think Small Faces made it.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. Well, that was nice. Hey, and I think though, well, since you've had your song, I'm allowed a Christmas song, and you know what I'm going to play. And Mariska, do you have to? No, I'm not going to play. I'm going to save that song. I tell you what, we're going to finish up today with Bruce Springsteen, with Santa Claus is Coming to Town. He is only coming to town, though, if you have been nice. So tell us what good deeds you have done this year. Jump on our Facebook page. We'd love to hear why you think you are on Santa's nice list. Hey, guys, we'll see you the same time, same place next week.
All cold down along the beach. The wind's whipping down the boardwalk. Hey, Ben!
Hey, Ben!
You guys know what time of year it is? What time? What? 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 Oh, Christmas time! You guys all been good and practicing real hard. Yeah. Clarence, you've been rehearsing real hard now. So Santa, bring you a new saxophone, right? Everybody out there been good, or what? Oh, that's not many, not many. You guys are in trouble out here. Yeah, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
never miss your favourite shows again. Click on to planetaudio.org.nz.
The diversity, the cultural diversity, the many languages and the enrichment through all the different cultures, religions, faiths. I think that's fascinating.
I love going for really early morning walks under the Harbour Bridge. I love being able to get in my car and in 40 minutes being in one of the most beautiful beaches in the world. I find it really hard to think of what's missing in Auckland. I think you're pushing it there. Don't be so cheeky.
The people of this country, people of Auckland especially, are very, very friendly, and that makes you feel you're living with your kith and kin.
I just love our community. It's a sparkling city.
Loving Auckland, our diverse city. 104.6 Planet FM.
We can become one of those rapidly growing groups who have the audacity and courage to believe that we actually can change the world.
Technology, entertainment, design, and much more. TED Talks brings you inspiring presentations from speakers across the world. Hear activists, experts, and thought leaders sharing their ideas and stories. Wednesdays at 10 past 2 p.m. Only live and only on Planet FM.
PlanetAudio.org.nz. Your platform for community connection. From podcasts to radio shows. We give you Auckland and worldwide access to create shows that connect you with your community. With brand new studios and expert support, we make it easy for you to create meaningful, professional broadcasts. Share your culture, tell your story, or spark conversation. Your voice matters. 104.6 Planet FM.
People's face.